Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
This weekend is shaping up to be a perfect autumn weekend weather-wise, and while it's probably a little early for leaf peeping and apple picking, we've got some other ideas for things to do. And we're joined by Hillary Hughes, arts and music editor for digboston.com. Welcome back, Hillary.
Hello, hello.
So weekend picks, what's your first pick?
My first pick is really exciting. It is the opening of a contemporary art wing at the Museum of Fine Arts. Yeah, I don't know. I never thought I would see the day that this would happen, but the Lind Family Wing is opening with a 24-hour party on Saturday night. They're having a full, huge open house on Sunday. It's a really great thing for the museum.
Yeah, I mean, because the MFA has kind of largely been known as a place where you can see high art and old art, a little maybe starched shirt and stuffy. So contemporary art seems to be like a new thing for them.
Totally. I mean, I usually go when I want to see Impressionists or, you know, Marie Cassatt or something. But yeah, this is definitely not going to be the case with this new wing, and for that reason, it's definitely worth checking out.
Have you been to it yet? I mean, it's been open
to the public
actually. A little bit.
Yeah, no, the big shindig is this weekend, so I'm going to try to make it out for the 24-hour shenanigans, but we'll see.
Well, WBUR's arts and culture reporter Andrea Shea has actually got a chance to go inside. She toured the new wing with the MFA's director Malcolm Rogers, and you know, he told her that the opening of the new contemporary art wing really exemplifies a spirit of change at the museum. So let's listen to a little bit of that.
Everything's changing, and that's what I want in a way for people to feel that these galleries and the museum, you know, it's a place for endless possibilities. It's the same wonderful institution, but it's changing all the time.
You can hear a lot more of Andrea's story on Morning Edition tomorrow on WBUR, so we'll leave you with that. But Hillary, what is your next pick?
Warriors, come out to play! I think that's, yeah, it's basically a clip from The Warriors, which is taking place at the Coolidge Corner Theater at midnight on Friday and Saturday. I'm really excited, but the clip that we're about to play actually is a lot better than my terrible impression that I just did, so I guess let's roll to it.
Warriors, come out to play!
Okay, so
I told you.
Hillary, I've got to ask you, just to be clear for maybe people who aren't so much in the know, like me, of movie Warriors?
You've never seen this?
No, I know. It's so sad.
I am publicly asking you out on a date right now to come to this movie with me because that's just sad. I don't really know what to do about it. But yeah, it is 1979, I believe. It's about a gang war that takes place over the entire borough of Manhattan and into Brooklyn. And it's about a gang, the Warriors, that have to make it all the way back home to Coney Island, and they run into a bunch of fisticuffs and really bad, you know, mamma jamma en route. So there's a lot of subway fights. There are bathroom fights. There are guys who are dressed up like baseball hooligans, I believe, or the Baseball Furies. I can't remember. But I will figure it out when I see the movie again. So you should come too.
So that's The Warriors at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Midnight.
Okay, excellent. Well, let me throw in a pick while I have a chance. It also has to do with a visual medium. This one is photography. There's a new exhibit opening up at the Danforth Museum out in Framingham. So This one's a great show outside of Boston, and it's an exhibit of photography around the theme of treatment and recovery from cancer. The exhibit's called Recovery, and a photographer named Willard Traub is the shooter. He's also written poetry to go along with the pictures. And the thing that really compels me and makes me want to go see this is that an early reviewer of Traub's pictures likened them to the photographs of Alfred Stieglitz, and I'm a huge fan of Stieglitz. So it sounds like it's going to be a really great show. And this Sunday at 1 o'clock, Traub will be reading some of that poetry that I mentioned at the Danforth Museum, so you could see his pictures and hear his poetry. And, you know, it's another thoughtful take on people's challenge and battles with cancer. And we actually have some of the links to his pictures on our website, radioboston.org.
Great. I'll definitely click through them.
So since you asked me on a date, you feel like going out to Framingham with me?
I don't know. I mean, it's not me. It's you, Meghna. The fact that you're married, stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, people will be glad to hear that. So, we've got time for your last pick here, Hillary. And I know you always bring a band with you, so let's listen.
Yes.
sounds pretty cool. Hillary, who is this?
This is Clap Your Hands Say Yeah from Brooklyn. They're playing at the Paradise on Monday night. And yeah, this band kind of pulls at my heartstrings a little bit. I saw them for the first time back in 2005 in a very, very sweaty Sarah Lawrence basement. And I've been a huge fan of theirs ever since, but I'm really excited about their new album, Hysterical, which I believe dropped this week. And this track is actually called Same Mistakes. It's from that album.
Hillary, it's been a long time since anyone's asked me on a date, so I do feel honored.
I'm happy to be obliged.
We'll leave it up to listeners' imagination to see if I actually accept. But
or they could come to the movie with us. I mean, the more the merrier. Hillary, we preach love here, so that's okay.
Hillary Hughes, arts and music editor for DigBoston.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
To find out more information on all of Hillary's picks and mine, go to our website, RadioBoston.org.
Coming up after the break, it's said that seeing is believing, that a picture is worth a thousand words, but documentary filmmaker Errol Morris says pictures can distort, even obscure the truth. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.